Welcome to One Girl in All the World, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer rewatch podcast where we recap each episode in order and discuss. I'm Ashley, Buffy superfan.
I'm Buffy newbie.
You can find us on all major podcast apps, YouTube, and Instagram with new episodes on Tuesdays. So today we are talking about The Wish.
Lots to unpack here.
Yes. You said this is one of your favorite episodes?
Yeah. So, yeah, I was just I was telling her that I think a lot of the people probably think this was like a filler episode, but I really liked it. And like, this is the most notes on an episode I've taken in a really long time. I kept pausing it and writing things. And it's just like, I have pages of notes here. And
nice.
You might be surprised by my stake reading.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ooh, I can't wait. All right. So let's just get into it without further ado. Okay. So The Wish originally aired December 8th, 1998, written by Marty Noxon and directed by David Greenwalt. And the synopsis is, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Cordelia, wanting to be rid of all things Xander and his spooky entourage, decides that all of her troubles started when Buffy moved to Sunnydale and wishes that historic event never actually happened. Not knowing that an evil genie, that's not what she is, but no. Okay. Not knowing that an evil genie would grant her fateful wish, Cordelia is transported into an alternate reality in which the Hellmouth is open, the Master is alive and ruling, with Willow and Xander as his undead minions.
Which was hilarious.
Wow. Okay.
I was wrong about the question. Yeah.
Oh, what was her wish? I was like, what was the question?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, because I thought she would have just said she never met Xander. But yeah, I guess that's right. She has complained before that Buffy is like the root cause of everything.
Right. The root cause. Yeah. Like, she's like, I wouldn't even have looked at Xander if he wasn't like a little bit cooler by hanging out with Buffy. So it's like everything's Buffy's fault in the end. Okay. So we start the episode out. I said a park question mark, I'm guessing. Yeah. Outside area of recreational outside area where Buffy, Willow, and Xander seem to were having a picnic and were rudely interrupted by a big slimy demon who when we come into the episode, we see has Buffy up against a tree and is choking her.
Right.
And trying to communicate with Willow and Xander like what she needs. And Willow thinks she's saying Nerf, like a Nerf gun.
Like, no, not Nerf.
Yeah.
Knife.
Knife. So Willow throws her a knife and she kills the demon. And they talk about how now they're going to have to bury it. Like,
well, no, Willow's like, isn't he going to go poof? I guess these guys don't.
Yeah. I know. Like, they'd all, like, it makes you appreciate vampires more. Like, they just, you know, no fuss, no muss. You stake them. They just explode.
That's it. Into nothingness.
Yeah, but not all demons do that. So, yeah, they're like, oh, we're going to have to bury him. But they just go right, they just hop back up on the picnic table and keep eating their food. And they talk about how they tried to get Faith to come.
She was a no-show.
She just really can't get a hold of her these days. So they're a little bit concerned.
She wasn't in this episode either.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, she definitely pulled away from the group after the whole Gwendolyn Post incident.
That was a lot.
So they kind of catch up. Xander says that Cordy is still not talking to him, even though he's left 60 or 70 messages.
You can't blame the girl.
Yeah. And then Oz isn't talking to Willow, even though she's like really wants to get back to school. Tomorrow's Monday. Yay. So she can like try to just beg for his forgiveness. And Buffy says that she got through all that stuff with Angel because she had them, her friends. Yep. So
she's
trying to be there for them in their time of need. We go to Cordelia's room and she is looking rough.
She is.
She's home from the hospital, but this is looking rough.
Great, yeah.
So she's sitting on her bed with like a tray and she is cutting up all the pictures of like the friend, like the group, and cutting off Xander's head and then setting it on fire in a bowl.
I mean, is this something you've ever done before?
No, not that I recall. It seems like something I would do, but I don't recall doing it.
I feel like I definitely remember cutting pictures of exes before, like as a teen or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Therapeutic. Them.
Yeah. She's like, cutting isn't enough, burning isn't enough. I have to cut them and burn them. So it's very therapeutic for her, I think. Mm-hmm. And then in the background, we hear just Xander's voicemails like, going through all the voicemails. And she looks like pissed. She definitely looks like a woman scorned for sure.
She does. Yeah, she is very angry. Yeah.
So in the hallway, Willow is waiting for Oz to show up. She's kind of stalking his locker, waiting for him to show up.
Yeah, he hasn't been there, even though he needs books.
That are in his locker. He's like, come and get him. And Buffy, you know, finds her and they're talking and they're saying, I think Cordelia is going to come back to school. that Amy, remember Amy? Amy gets a mention in this episode, is going, saw her at the mall and said she was looking scary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So Cordelia, we see Cordelia arrive in the parking lot and she's definitely in.
She looks better.
She's definitely in her Princess Diana revenge dress. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. This is Cordelia's revenge dress.
Mm-hmm.
And she is walking in, her head held high, even though she's like apprehensive.
Yep.
You can see it, that it's not, it's all like a farce. You know what I mean? But she's trying to walk in there.
Fake it till you make it, kids.
That's exactly what she's doing. She is approached by Harmony's kind of crew, her old crew.
Yeah.
And they kind of just like give her a hug. And they're like, oh my God, we can't believe what we heard what happened. And good thing you faked that injury so you could like lick your wounds for a week.
Oh my God, that was so mean. And then they introduce her to this new girl, Anya?
Anya. Anya. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That just came to town. And they seem sympathetic about her getting out there and dating again. Then they're like, we know just the guy for you. And they like lead her over toward Jonathan sitting there with like a big gulp. So they were just like messing with her. It was all. And
that's so mean.
It's wow. So mean to Jonathan. It's mean to Cordelia. Yes, they're just mean to
everybody involved. Yeah, yeah. That was like a very mean girls moment. This made me not miss high school at all. Not that I ever have, but.
Yeah. So she was like, kind of like, oh, breathe a sigh of relief that they were maybe taking her back into the fold. Yeah. Or we're going to, at least not going to torture her about it. And yeah, it was just a big laugh in the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Oz finally comes back to his locker and Willow's been staked out there.
I really like this scene, actually.
Yes. Yeah. So Willow approaches him and like wants to talk about it again. He's like, you've already like, she's like, you know, when I thought about how badly I hurt you, he's like, you've already said all this. I told you I needed time. And I think the only reason you want to talk about it even more is to make yourself feel better. And that's not my problem.
It's not.
Very mature of Oz.
He told her what she needs and the reason she needs to talk. Yeah, is to feel better. And like, yeah. Wow. That's so mature. So emotionally mature of him.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, he's saying like, this isn't about you making it up to me. You're just trying to like alleviate your guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, I told you what I need. I don't know. Like, I'm sorry that you feel bad. And he even says, like, I know this is hard for you. Like,
yeah, I know. He was actually being really nice to her.
Yeah. He gave her, like, way more, like.
Because I think he still cares about her.
Oh,
even,
yeah.
Even though she totally royally messed up. And I don't know if they'll be able to get past this. But, yeah. Yeah. This was very mature on his part.
Yes. He read right through what was happening there.
Yeah.
And then, so Cordelia almost runs into Xander in the hallway. And so she's
laughing at her.
Yeah. She thinks it's a lot of attention.
Oh my God. That's so mean.
Yeah. And so to avoid running into having to like face Xander or walk by him, she like grabs this guy and like, oh, is there anything in my teeth? And then from Xander's perspective, it looks like they're kissing.
Yeah.
So Xander kind of slinks off when he sees that. And so when she realizes he's gone, she's like, oh yeah, she starts talking to the guy like normal. And he kind of thinks that she's coming on to him. And he's like, I can't be seen with Xander Harris's cast-offs.
Cast-offs? What?
But if you want to go somewhere private.
Oh, my God.
Maybe. She's like, oh, my God.
That was really shitty.
Yeah, he was.
It can't get much worse, honestly.
What an asshole. Yeah. So, okay. So, Cordelia has quite a morning.
Yeah, this is a lot of fuel to her fire. I mean, it was already, like, pretty sparky, and now it's just, like,
yeah, the repercussions and, like, the consequences keep on coming from Xander's indiscretion.
So she runs into Anya. And Anya's wearing, they, like, you know, they chat, they connect. It seems like they're on a different level than the other mean girls. And,
mm-hmm.
And Anya's got such an interesting necklace.
Yeah, and Cordelia thought she was just going to, like, join in on, like, making fun of her stuff. But Anya, like, kind of, like, connects with her, like you said. Yeah, and she likes her necklace and Anya says it was like a lucky charm that her dad gave her, a good luck charm. And she's talking about Xander, like the breakup, like, oh, Xander. And she keeps saying like, oh, don't you just wish? But Cordelia, as usual, just like runs over everybody. Yeah, runs over everyone. So we're at the Bronze and Cordelia is sitting with a group of people like laughing, so fake laughing, looking over her shoulder where Xander, Buffy and Willow are sitting. And Xander sees that she's laughing and and they're trying to have like a little fake laugh competition when Willow and Buffy are not adding to it.
I was like, the people Cordelia with are actually laughing. Whereas, Willow and Buffy are just like, we're not faking this for you.
Yeah, we're not faking this for you. They're like, we're here for you, but we're not going to like try to like get at Cordelia.
Yeah, we're supportive, but.
Yeah. So they are, you know, all of them are sad. Buffy's sad because of Angel. And like, obviously, Willow and Xander have their issues.
Yep.
But Xander says, you know what? I'm done being like guilty. Like, we're going to just choose to be happy. And they're like, yeah, we're all going to choose to be happy.
Yeah. For 30 seconds.
And it just doesn't really materialize. And so Buffy gets up to go get some chocolate because she's like, that didn't work. Let's get some chocolate. And they're just like talking, Xander and Willow. And Xander just very innocently, genuinely, like puts his hand on her leg. And she's like, oh, don't touch me. Like, oh, like, you know, and they have kind of
guilty.
Yeah. And he's like, it shouldn't be like, we're friends. Like, friends can like literally like touch each other. And she's like, not anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, like things have changed now.
I have to save everything for Oz.
Yeah.
Any touching is for him. And I have to make all of this thing up for him.
And it's true. Like, they can't like be physical, even in a, like a genuine, like a, even in like a friendship way. Cause it's just not.
Well, things have changed.
Fly. Yeah. Things have changed.
It's not the same. Like, it's not, they're not just like friends that can do that. So he needs to understand that too.
Yeah. And so Buffy sees Cordelia leave, go out into like the alleyway.
Ooh, looks like she's in pain. Like she's holding her side, like where she got impaled, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So she follows her out there and Buffy kind of just wants to be a friend to her for why, I don't know. Yeah. I guess she feels bad for her.
She feels bad. Yep.
And Buffy just says, you know, when I've been through like this kind of hurt before, and you know, sharing a little with your friends help makes it a little bit better. She's trying to just reach out to her. But then of course a vampire comes and attacks Buffy. So Buffy's fighting him and
Cordelia kind of gets out of the trash.
She's knocked into the big pile of trash.
Yeah.
And then of course like Harmony and them walk by laughing because they see her like covered in like trash. So it's really not it's Cordelia's like final straw. She tells Buffy, you know, this whole week I've been wondering where it all went wrong. And it's because of you.
Yeah. Like,
this is all your fault. All because Buffy came into town.
Yeah. So she's talking to Anya about it. And she's like, you know, and then again, Anya's persistent about the wishes thing.
And she puts her necklace. Anya gives Cordelia her necklace. Says, you need more like luck than me right now. And Cordelia's laughing again. I mean, sorry, Harmony and her, like, cronies are laughing again. And, yeah, Cordelia's just complaining to Anya. And Cordelia wishes that Buffy never came to Sunnydale.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I wish Buffy never came to Sunnydale. And Anya turns around and says, done. And she's a demon!
She's a creepy demon.
Yeah, she's all, like, veiny and, like, looks great like skin. Muscle. Looks just like muscles or something. Gross. Like, no skin on top or whatever.
That's gross.
Yeah, and then it just completely, we kind of just go to a whiteout, mm-hmm. and they come back, and Cordelia is standing right where she was. Everything's the same, mostly.
She's wearing the same outfit. She's wearing the necklace still.
Yeah. Anya's not there, but she looks around, and
it looks like her pain's gone, is what I noticed right away.
She does, yeah, she does put her hand to her stomach, like.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. And she looks around the quad because Buffy and Xander and Willow were sitting there. They were, like, very busy out. Like, everybody was out there and everything. But now it's, like, kind of deserted. There's a lot of trash around. It just feels very different.
It looks different. Cordelia is like, oh, what a scary, veiny, good berry.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it worked. Like, I think this is, like, what happened. And I like when she turns around, she goes, ha-ha. Like, she's loving this. So she's in the hallway. And she runs into Harmony and she kind of like cautiously approaches.
Mm-hmm. But Harmony acts like they're friends, mm-hmm. like normal friends, not like mean girls.
Yeah. She tells her like, what a daring dress to wear.
Everyone's wearing black, which I picked up on right away. And I was like, that's weird. Are they going to a funeral or something?
Yeah.
Like, why is everyone wearing black? Or is it like some sort of weird New York dress code now?
And yeah, she's like, oh yeah, you know, she's just kind of playing along. She doesn't really know what to say. And that same guy that was an asshole to her earlier, I think his name was like Lee or something.
John Lee?
Yeah, there you go. And he comes over and is like, oh, I wanted to ask you, even though I know I'm sure everyone's asked you, if you want to go to the winter brunch with me.
Yeah, which never heard it.
Okay. Yeah. And she says, I'll get back to you. He's like, oh, really? Okay. And she's like, all right, okay, I can get used to this.
And they go into class and it's only half full. Which
yeah, there's
is
not that
weird.
Many kids.
Where is everybody?
And the class ends and the teacher is kind of like rushing out. Like he's like saying stuff while packing his bag. He's like, there's no class tomorrow because it's our monthly memorial.
Yeah.
For this, you know, the students that have died within the last 30 days. Yep.
And Cordelia's like, why is everyone rushing off?
And Harmony's there and says that curfew starts in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what? What do you mean curfew?
And then she asks about the bronze. Harmony's like, what are you, schizo? Like, do you forget everything?
Yeah, we're like, okay. Like, we don't also are as confused as Cordelia about the dress and the bronze. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Obviously, these are not cool things to say or wear and stuff, but yeah, Cordelia's confused. And she's like, okay, well, tell me that, like, Willow and Xander are just, like, on nobody's radar. They're, like, nothing. And she's like, and Harmony says, well, yeah, they're dead.
Yeah.
So Cordelia's me like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I meant them to die.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Well.
So Cordelia's leaving to go to the parking lot because remember, we saw her park her car there. And the parking lot's completely empty.
Yep, there's no car.
And she stops the guard. I hate this, like, when she's, like, so mean to him. She's like, where's my car? And he's like, what? And then she's like, El Caro or whatever. She's, like, tries to be, like, because he's Hispanic.
Spanish.
Yeah. And she's like, he doesn't speak English. Like, I was like, Cordelia. That was so Cordelia. I just wanted to slap her. Yeah. And he's like, you know you guys aren't allowed to drive to school. Like, you should get home before it gets dark. And so she walks home, and it's, like, the downtown area. It's very, like, scary.
It's like a ghost town.
In a ghost town. You hear, like, people screaming, kind of, and often, like, a dog barking. Like, very, like, sketchy.
It's kind of like where Buffy was in that episode where she ran away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she runs into Xander. And she's like, hey, Harmony said you were dead. But we don't really get further than that. But Buffy, mm-hmm. I mean, Cordelia says, we have to find Buffy. Like, you know, I hate to admit it, but things were better when she was around.
Yeah.
Like, this is not good. She's five minutes
into this alternate reality and she's over it.
Yeah, she's already knows, like, this wasn't wise. And she's saying that things were better and Buffy was there. And then who settles up but Willow?
Wearing a very interesting outfit.
Yeah, they're both in leather, Willow and Xander. And Cordelia, they're all, like, very touchy with each other and mm-hmm. everything. And Cordelia's like, I can't believe it. And you guys are in this reality, you're together too. Like, I just can't win. This is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Xander turns into a vampire. Like, he vamps out. And he's basically telling her she can get a head start from them. And so she screams and runs. Xander grabs her and kind of pushes her to the ground. And she gets knocked out.
And then this van pulls up and Xander comes out.
Yeah, Xander says, oh, great, the white hats are here. Which is a reference to, like, Western movies, like the good guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's Oz's van. Yeah. Oz is driving. Mm-hmm. Giles is there.
Giles has a cross? Like, he just has a cross. Well, I guess somebody has a bow, but I'm like...
Yeah, Oz had the bow and arrow.
Like, wielding this cross. And the crossbow. Like, ooh, a cross. That's scary.
Well, it repels them. So. Yeah. And Larry's there. Do you remember Larry?
I was trying to remember who these other people were, and I didn't.
Now, the girl, I don't think anything we've ever seen before. But Larry, the gay football player.
Oh,
that's right. Him.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So they basically kind of ward them away, and they grab Cordelia, put her in the car, and speed off.
Mm-hmm.
In the library, she kind of comes to, Giles is, like, checking on Cordelia. She's, like, on the table.
Why was she wearing white, bright colors?
Yeah, everybody knows that vampires are attracted to bright colors. I'm like, okay, this is the first time we've ever heard this.
Yeah,
that's Buffy, like, Buffy, Willow, all of them wear, like, crazy, this is the 90s.
Whatever they want, yeah.
Really bright clothes. Like, we've never heard this before. Do with that what you will. That's interesting. But I said, like, she's okay. She's not, like, dead. Like, she's okay. Yeah,
she's right. Fine.
So then we go to the bronze.
And run by demons now.
It's a vamp club now. There are people, like humans in cages that people can just feed off of. There's people tied to the pool table.
So weird.
And Willow and Xander arrive. And yeah, that's like their hangout. It's like a vamp hangout. They go into the back and the master is there.
Yes, this was a surprise reappearance. I didn't realize he'd come back.
Yeah, so
cameo.
Because Buffy didn't come to Sunnydale, there was no one to stop him.
Right.
Yeah, there was no one to stop him from getting out and ruling over Sunnydale.
Yeah.
Xander tells the master about Cordelia. She's an old crush and she got away. But she was talking about the Slayer. Like, she was talking mm-hmm. about Buffy. That's a Slayer, right? And the master is concerned about this. And the master also says, Rialto, like, calls him, like, what's the news, Rialto? Which is a reference to the Merchant of Venice, which has been...
Oh.
Reference on this show so many times.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever read that, actually. I didn't have to read that one in high school.
I don't think I have either, but it's been mentioned so many times in the show already.
Okay.
So the master is very concerned about this. Like, oh, would this girl have some way to bring Buffy to Sunnydale? Which is bad news mm-hmm. because the plant whatever that is going to be like going operational in 24 hours.
Yeah.
So they're like, you need to go back, kill that Cordelia, so she doesn't have any chance to like bring Buffy here and like mess up our plans.
Yeah.
In the library, Cordelia wakes up and Giles is there and tries to convince him about Buffy and like the wish that things were, it was a different reality, that Buffy was there in Sunnydale already and that Giles was her watcher. And Giles is like, well, how did you know I was a watcher? Like, that's not something that he tells mm-hmm. people. He hears a noise and he runs into like the cage to get a weapon.
And he gets locked in there.
He gets locked in by Xander and Willow.
Yep.
And Xander and Willow don't waste any time. They bite Cordelia.
Yeah, and they kill her.
And they kill her.
Oh my God. I was just like, whoa, Cordelia, this was your wish.
Mm-hmm.
This is your alternate reality. Good job, loser.
Yeah. And I thought it was interesting that they both together killed her, because I feel like they both betrayed her in the other reality.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah. That wasn't lost on me.
Okay.
So Oz and Larry... Eventually, like, Giles is able to, like, break out. And Oz and Larry come, and they said the other... Who was the other girl's name? That we don't really, like, she's a new character. But they say that she got killed because the vampires attacked them outside.
Yeah, okay. And then Giles tells them they have to take Cordelia to the incinerator.
Incinerator!
Turn into a vampire.
And they... But he takes off... He sees the necklace and takes it off before they take her away. So we're back at the Bronze. The master is having a cappuccino. Or an espresso.
Espresso? Actually, I wrote espresso. Yeah.
You're right. It's just tiny, right? Espresso. Willow and Xander come back saying, oh, they killed her, so no problem. We're all good. And the master is very happy. And Willow, as a reward.
To play with a puppy?
Can I play with the puppy?
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, sure. We're like, ooh.
Yeah.
No puppies, mm-hmm. please.
Yeah.
In the library, Giles tries to contact Buffy's watcher. And she's in Cleveland.
Because there's a lot of demonic activity in Cleveland. Did you find this funny as someone from Ohio?
Yeah, from Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I'm from Cleveland. Is there a lot of demonic activity there?
Yes. And you know what? Once we see Buffy, it makes sense. That's where she was. Like, hardened by Cleveland. But yeah, so funny that. And it's not the last time we hear about Cleveland.
Interesting. Okay.
So Giles is going to be like, we need her here because there's like shit going down. We're on a Hellmouth here. And he's like, basically her watcher just doesn't know where she's at or doesn't know where her exact whereabouts were. And he's like,
okay, sounds like a different kind of scenario with this watcher.
He's like, well, give her my message if you ever talk to her again. And Giles is like, okay, that's all I can do.
Yeah.
At the Bronze, Willow kind of goes into the back and there's like some like, cages and stuff, or jail cells or whatever.
And chained into one of them.
The puppy is Angel.
Yeah.
And yeah, so he's been chained up there for God knows how long. And Willow, like, I guess her little game that she likes to do, she likes to torture him.
Yeah, and she, like, he sees her, and he's terrified of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she kind of, like, that's her game. She gets to torture him. And Xander kind of just watches, eventually comes and wants to watch.
And she mentioned something about all the people he tried to save. So this is like a punishment for him.
Yeah. So
I don't really say more than that, but I find that interesting.
So if we remember from the season 2 finale, Angel saw Buffy at Henry mm-hmm. and Whistler told them like, okay, like she's going to be in Sunnydale. And so Angel went to Sunnydale to wait for her.
Right.
But in this reality, she never came.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he was just doing what he could on his own and he was caught by the master.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how I kind of saw it.
Got it.
In the library, Giles finds an image of Anya's necklace, Anyanka.
Yep.
Okay, she's...
A symbol of the patron saint of scorned women. And she grants wishes.
Yeah, that she grants wishes. And he's trying to figure out what Cordelia said. Like, about, like, okay, she said Buffy was already here. I was her watcher. It was, like, a different reality. Like, he's trying to figure all this out. Because she didn't get really a chance to explain herself fully, Cordelia. Mm-hmm. Yep. So he has to do more research on Anyanka. And he's going to go home and do that. So we see him driving home, and he sees humans being round up on the side of the road into a van by vampires.
Yeah, that's super creepy to watch.
Yeah, he jumps out and helps them escape. Like he gets the vampires. Yeah, but then they kind of converge on him once everybody runs. Mm-hmm. And Buffy saves him.
And Buffy, now, she kind of, is it just me or does she have, like, a Lara Croft Tomb Raider vibe going on?
Oh, yeah.
Like, the outfit, the hair.
Yeah, I totally did not even realize that. But yeah, it's very much Lara Croft. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got like a big scar on her lip, like going across her lip. And she just looks like...
She looks rough.
Like way less Buffy. Yes. Hardened. Yeah. By life. Yep. And life in Cleveland will do that to you. So at Giles' house, he looks up more information about Anya's pendant or Anya herself and says he must destroy her power center. That's how they can like get everything to go back to
normal. She'll be an ordinary woman, but like Buffy's like, yeah, cool. What's that?
Yeah. Buffy's unimpressed. And she's like, well, what is the power center? Like, no quips from Buffy, really. She's very more like Faith a little bit, like very hardened to life. And like, when she's like, oh, I'm taking a lot of faith here, Jeeves. It's Giles. So he says, yeah, if we destroy the power center, the world will just go back to the way it was.
Yeah. And like, so Buffy's like, okay, well, I could just take her. And Giles is like, well, we don't want her dead. She's not a vampire. We just want to reverse the effect on this world.
And she's like, you're amazed how many things that still kills. You don't have to be a vampire. If you staked a human in the heart with a face of wood, it would kill them too. And then Giles says, Buffy doesn't really buy it, but Giles is saying, like, since the master sent minions to kill Cordelia because she was talking about this, that really gives it some credence for him. Mm-hmm. He's like, this is, like, pretty important. And Buffy's like, who's the master? So he says, you know, he's a very old and powerful vampire that basically lives in this club and runs the town, essentially. Mm-hmm. Buffy's impressed. It's like, okay, well, just tell me where he is and I'll go kill him.
And then he says something about they should muster some kind of force. And she says, I don't play well with others.
Yeah, so it's a very different Buffy. Lived a very different 2.5 years.
Scoobies, apparently.
Yeah, no, she's a lone wolf.
Right on her own. Kind of, like you said, faith-like.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So Buffy gets to the Bronze. The Bronze is empty, but she does find Angel, like, in his little cage in the back.
Yep.
And he knows who she is immediately because he'd already seen her in Henry. And he said, I came here to wait for you, but you never came.
Yeah.
So he's like, I know where where's the master? He says that he's at the factory and I can take you there. So she's like, okay. And she like she goes to like,
a little,
yeah, a little bit untrusting, but this guy will save me time. So she goes in to undo his like shackles and stuff. And her cross necklace gets too close to him. And he like, winces away and she's like, oh, are you kidding me? That's funny. She's like, man, you're a vampire. And he's like, I won't hurt you. She's like, sure. Does not trust him at all. And he shows her that he's been tortured, obviously. His chest is like just all mangled.
To show that he doesn't want the master alive.
Yeah. Cause she thinks he's just working for him and he's just gonna like trick me. So yeah, then she's like, all right, I believe you that you know you're not on his side. So they head out to the factory. We get to the factory and we see that the master has made this like kind of conveyor belt mass producing blood machine. He's like, oh, yeah, we don't need to like just rely on the hunt anymore. Like this is weird because I feel like this isn't something the master would ever make because he's so old. Like you think he would be really like tied to old ways and stuff. I feel like Mr. Trick would be into doing something like this.
That's true.
A little more modern vampire.
Yeah.
I feel like the master, it seems strange that he would be into this idea, you know?
He's talking about living in a golden age, which isn't like him.
Yeah, it's weird. And we see in the back that they have Oz and Larry. So somehow on the way home, Oz and Larry got rounded up as well. At Giles's, we see that he is making a spell to summon Anya.
In the name of all scorned women.
At the factory, Harmony and one of the girl that gets picked for the blood-o-matic is one of Harmony's friends.
Yeah.
And this girl was also in Bring It On. There's so many crossovers between Bring It On and this show.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, she's one of the cheerleaders.
Yeah, cute.
Yeah, so she gets put on like a conveyor belt. She does get like cattle prodded first to make her.
Did this make you think of anything?
Ooh.
Factory farming. This made me think of.
Oh, right. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Were they trying to do that?
I don't know.
I thought that was interesting. I was like, were they trying to make a ploy for vegetarianism? I don't think that's what they were doing, but I mean, like watching this, it would make me think that. Yeah. Anyway.
Good vegan. I'm bad vegan for not seeing this. Yeah, she gets cattle prodded to make her, like, not struggle. She gets put on this, like, conveyor belt, and, like, these things come over and, like, suck the blood out of her.
Poke her, yeah.
Yeah, inject her, or not inject her.
And they drain her of her blood while she's alive, which
for freshness.
Messed up.
Which, for freshness, which the master says. You gotta keep it fresh.
So creepy.
And when this is happening, Buffy and Angel are kind of sneaking through the crowd, because there's a big crowd there to see, like, what's going on. And Buffy, the master has, like, a wine glass. He's gonna, like, sample the blood.
The fresh blood.
Mm-hmm. And Buffy uses her crossbow and she shoots at the master, but the master pulls Xander in front of him and Xander gets shot.
Dusted,
He didn't get dusted yet.
Oh, right, yeah.
But he does kind of use him as undead shield.
And I love how Willow's like, oh, the puppy got out.
Yeah, because Angel runs over to the big cage and like is starting to let all the people out, the humans out, so they can escape. So at Giles, he confronts Anya. And Anya's like, hey, this is what happens. It's a brave new world. Like, I hope Cordelia, like, is enjoying her wish, basically.
Well, yeah, and he wants to know what her wish was.
Yeah.
She's like, I had no idea her wish would be so exciting.
Yeah. And in a deleted, like, line, he does tell her that Cordelia's dead.
Oh,
and
really?
Anya's like, it happens. Yeah. So Cordelia, I mean, Anya doesn't really care.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But that didn't make it to the episode.
But I mean, if she's a scorned woman, shouldn't she want to support the scorned woman?
Yeah, but I guess, I don't know. Okay. Yeah.
Because Giles asked her to change it back. She's
change it back. And he's like, you don't scare me. The only power you have is granting wishes. She's like, oh, yeah, no, she actually is very strong.
Yeah, she
attacks Giles. At the factory, so a bunch of, everybody is staked by everybody. So Xander, it starts off by Xander staking Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And Angel, when he's dying, he's like, Buffy. And she just walks through his ashes. Yeah. Like, she doesn't even stop. Whatever. Like, doesn't even give him a second glance.
Yep.
And then Buffy stakes Xander. Mm-hmm. So Xander's gone. And then Oz stakes
Oz kills Willow. Damn, people.
He, like, backs her up onto, like, a piece of broken wood.
Yep. And
that's
and
how
she's gone.
And she's gone.
And then Buffy locks her sets on the master.
And vice versa. And they're just, like, going slow-mo, pushing people out of the way to get to each other. So there is a Master Buffy showdown again.
Okay, so the scene in the library. So this demon is choking Giles. What happens here? I wrote, like, the amulet glows and Giles pushes her. Like, why does the amulet start glowing? Do you know? No? Okay, that's fine. I was like, did something set it off? Did I miss something?
I wonder if she's maybe, like, riled up. Yeah, maybe riled up.
Horned. Being scorned by Giles.
Yeah, she's being scorned herself.
All right.
Yeah, so Giles is, like, fighting with Anya, and he does, he sees her necklace, like, the necklace glowing, and he realizes that's the power source. So he punches her and gets to, scrabbles for something to smash the glass. And Anya's like, why are you even doing this? You don't even know if the other world was better. And he says, it has to be.
It has, like, to be better than this.
I have to hope that it's better. Yep. And he smashes it, but not in time, not quick enough for the master to break Buffy's neck and kill her.
She snaps it.
Mm-hmm.
So just like, I mean, and that was the prophecy, right?
Yes.
So the prophecy still gets fulfilled even in this alternate universe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah I liked that. So it's not permanent. Like, they could kill her in this episode. That's fine. But yeah, I did like that.
When Buffy dies, it all just fades to white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Cordelia is back, like, right away where she was making the wish.
Now, here's my disappointment with this episode. My one small disappointment is that she is just back to going to the wish. She doesn't realize what happened, and she doesn't appreciate what happened. And that Buffy basically saves all of their asses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Giles saved him in that timeline. Like, Yeah, I also am disappointed that is also, but also that Cordelia wasn't part of the solution.
Oh,
she just got killed and Giles took it from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it seems a little typical though. Cordelia typically isn't part of the solution.
Yeah, I know, but it's a Cordelia
for this
episode.
She should have been. Yeah, I agree.
It's a Cordelia
with that.
Episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit weird that.
I love how when she's talking to Anya, though, she's just like, she's making all these wishes. She's saying something like, I think she wishes Buffy'd never even been born or something like that.
Yeah.
And Anya just keeps saying, done, but nothing happens.
Yeah. Anya is like, oh, God. Like, what's happening? Like, because she said that if you destroy her power source, she's just a normal person. Yeah. Right? As we said. So now Anya is just
how long has she been around? How long has she been doing this? Does she even know what's going on? What's what in this world?
Good question.
Like, she's not going to have a family to go home to, I'm guessing. What's she going to do?
Yeah, what's she going to do? Will we even see her again? Who knows? So Cordelia is walking through the quad just being like, oh, all these great wishes to destroy everyone. And all
Xander never knows the touch of a woman. Lola wakes up covered in monkey hair.
This is Cordelia in her element. She is feeling better right now. She walks by Willow, Xander, and Buffy sitting in the quad, like just like it was, like what before she made the wish, and everything's normal again.
Normal, yeah. And they're smiling, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good scene to end on.
Yeah. So that was the wish. I love that you loved it.
It did.
It was like just like it took everything, all the characters, and like spun them on their head, obviously. Yeah. So my favorite quote was, I'm taking an awful lot on faith here, Jeeves. I love Buffy in this. She's so funny.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
My favorite scene was where everybody is staked. That fight scene with like the master and like everybody dies. Buffy dies. Xander dies. Angel dies. Willow dies. Yeah. Everyone dies. So yeah, that's what I got. That's what I did.
Okay.
Because it's so weird to see all that happening.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so like, what? This isn't right.
What was your stake rating?
I put 4.5.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Give it a 5, didn't you?
I did.
That's good.
This is my first 5 people.
That was my first five.
Okay.
That's great.
My favorite line was when she says, I don't play well with others, because I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
And my favorite scene was when Buffy and Giles are like, I don't know if they're at his place or in the library or whatever. And then they're just talking. And Buffy's starting to offer to stake her. And Giles is like, I don't want her dead. She's not a vampire. I just want you to reverse the effect on this world. And she's like, you're taking a lot. Like you said, your favorite line. You're taking an awful lot on faith here, Jeeves. Giles. Kill the bad fairy. Destroy the bad fairies. Power center. Whatever. We fight. We die. Wishing doesn't change that. And he says, I have to believe in a better world. And she says, well, I have to live in this one. I was just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Buffy's not a hopeful slayer in this. She's not. She's a very defeatist, like, lone wolf.
Realistic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could call her that. Yeah. She's lived a very different life than she did if she came to Sunnydale.
Yeah. So, people, the message I'm getting from this is don't go to Cleveland.
You said it on me. Yeah, so I liked all the alternate characters.
Mm-hmm.
It just everybody was like so different. Willow was very like sexual.
Liked that.
Xander was whatever. He was just evil Xander.
Xander was basically Xander.
Yeah. And Buffy was obviously very different than she like usually is. I just liked seeing like I do like the what if episodes. This isn't the only what if episode we get. It's interesting. You know what I mean? It's interesting to watch. Mm-hmm. And then I liked it because Cleveland was mentioned. My hometown was mentioned.
Yes.
So that was
even though it was like bad.
Yeah, it was a chuckles for me. Okay. You already called it very good. I love that the prophecy still was fulfilled. It had to be fulfilled in this timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
You are earning your Buffy stripes.
Woohoo. Yeah. I know. When we were introducing the episode today and I said I'm a Buffy newbie, I almost asked you, like, when do I get to stop being called a newbie?
We have to at least get to the halfway point.
What is that? How many seasons are there again?
7.
Okay. So we're going to be halfway there. What? Soon then?
Next season.
Half of 7 is 3.5.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Oh, but like 8. Basically 7 goes to 8. So yeah, you're right. At the end of the season. Okay.
Yeah. Fair. And the first one was only 12.
Oh, that's right.
So it's a bit. I know it's in the fourth. I know the middle is somewhere in the fourth season. Can't remember exactly which one. But, you're getting there, young Padawan, for sure. So I just love that the prophecy like still happened. They face down and he killed her. So I liked that. That was like consistent. Also, I already mentioned this, but like the Willow and Xander killing Cordelia, like the symbolism of that.
Yeah,
they both killed her.
Yeah, such a good, like you said, a betrayal. Betrayal in the first universe. Betrayal in this universe. Damn.
Yeah, it's like it was never not gonna affect her. them being together in some way. So I liked all those. I liked all those little crossovers and stuff. So
yeah. Okay. I really liked this episode. I liked all of the what ifs too. What would have happened if Buffy hadn't have been there? I really liked how Giles was still doing what he could to, you know, take vampires down, basically, like still try to save people, still doing research. Like he was still trying to, he still believed, he still had that optimism. And I really liked that.
Yeah. And he said that he was a watcher. So I don't know if he's like even in the council anymore.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Because he even said, like, when he was doing research, he was like, oh, it's good to know, like, my watcher muscles haven't completely atrophied.
Ah, that's right. Okay.
So I don't even know if he is in the Watcher's Council anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So it's interesting. Yeah, we didn't have much time to explore what his situation was, but it was interesting. Okay. Yeah.
And like I said, the only thing I was super disappointed about was just when the things get back to the end of the episode and Cordelia doesn't even realize, like, what happened.
Could have come a little bit more full circle with Cordelia. Mm-hmm. Her either remembering.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Or, like, not just being killed. Like, being part of the, like, solution to, like, fixing it. Mm-hmm. It was her wish, and then she just died. And then, Giles had to fix it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a bit off, I think. But, yeah, it was a fun episode, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it.
Okay, so next week, the episode is called Amends. Okay. It's Christmas time in Sunnydale. And there is something nefarious under the Christmas tree lot. What is it?
Something nefarious under the Christmas tree lot?
Yeah.
Is this going to be like a, what was that movie called? Poltergeist with like an Indian burial cemetery?
Oh, Poltergeist. Kidding. Yeah,
I'm
right,
kidding.
Right.
I'm kidding. Okay.
Oh, God. That like pool scene. Oh.
I can go swimming in my own pool for weeks after that. I'm guessing it's some sort of burial thing, grave burial, dead something.
Okay.
I don't.
Yeah. Ain't nothing good.
Okay, I don't. Yeah, obviously, I don't know. I don't know what
it's candy.
Candy canes.
Band presents. Candy. It's more band it's candy.
Band candy. It's presents because it's Christmas.
Right. Exactly. So it's all happy. We don't even need to watch the episode because everything's fine. Everything's good. All right. Yeah. So we will see what's under the Christmas tree lot.
I'm curious about this episode. It's called Amends. So who's going to make amends?
Mm-hmm. There's a lot to go around. So I should have asked you that. You would have been like, I have no idea.
No, I know. I don't know. I would say probably maybe Alice and Willow, I hope. I don't know. I don't think Cordelia and Xander, so.
Right. Yeah. Maybe there's lots of amends to go around. Mm-hmm. Don't know. Yeah. All right. So that wraps up season 3, episode 9, The Wish. Again, you can find us on all major podcast apps and YouTube and Instagram at One Girl in All the World Pod. You can email us at onegirlpod@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be back next week with season 3, episode 10, Amends. Slay you real soon.
Bye.